produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Come and lay down
all of the burdens.
lay down.
Come and lay down
all of the burdens
you have cast.
For in the sake
you bear.
Oh, yeah.
God is here.
He's here. He's here. Come on, lift up your hands. He's here.
Hello, precious gems throughout Radio Land. How is everyone doing today? It is indeed a pleasure to be with you again on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. I welcome all our lovely listeners throughout the world, and I pray you're having a wonderful day, whatever time of day it is for you. Welcome. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. A hearty thanks to you for giving me this opportunity to share God's precious pearls. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate this. We continue to share about the wounded soul. As I said before, this is a very large subject, a very large and sensitive subject. It's very in-depth. And as I said, it's very, very sensitive because so many people are hurting and many people do not have answers, you know, or solutions. But whatever I can share with you, I pray this helps. One cannot share by reading a book or studying a book. One can only share by what we experience in day-to-day life and what we've been able to overcome. So I pray that whatever I share with you will bring some healing and some understanding to you. You know, Jesus came that we may be set free from all our bondages. For this very purpose, he came. And I must be aware also of the fact that many who may be listening may not have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And I pray, too, that you will recognize the need for having Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. And as you accept him as Lord and Savior, he will take care of all of your cares, all of your concerns, and set you free. Let's pause for a moment for prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I come to you with prayer and with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. Thank you that he came to the earth to be like us, Lord, to set us free from all our sicknesses and diseases. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your obedience to suffer the death of the cross, a cruel death of the cross. And I thank you that the grave could not hold you. You rose victoriously in victory, conquering sin and death for us, that we may live a life of abundance through you and in you. We give you thanks, Lord. Now, Father, I ask that you touch the lives of your listeners. I'm asking you, Lord, to minister to those especially who are hurting at this moment. I pray, Lord, that whatever you share with me, God, to impart to them will bring healing, will bring understanding, and it will set the captives free. For those who do not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray that they will surrender their lives to you and that they too can experience healing from the hurts that they've experienced all these years. All their lives. Father God, I commit myself to you. Father God, I thank you for protecting the airways at this moment. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We serve a wonderful, loving and caring Father who cares so much about us. He cares so much about us. Just to recap, for those who may be listening for the first time, we've been talking about the wounded soul and the definition of the wounded soul. It is a brokenness of the vital essence of the inner man, the shattered foundations for essential living and character development, an enslaved and imprisoned soul, a soul that has been broken or lacerated through different causes. Examples of different abuses of different sorts, and they begin from the womb through infancy right through adulthood. But God can set you free. We've all experienced hindrances, interruptions, delays to our destinies. This actually is life's journey because we live in a fallen world. But we give thanks to the Lord who died for our complete healing. Through Christ Jesus, we can be set free. Many, if not most of the time, it is a person we trust the most, the one with whom we shared our hearts with, who have wounded us, like a divorce or a very treasured relationship. Psalm 49:9 tells us, "Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." How many times have we experienced that? You know, even as our, as we walk with our brothers and sisters in the Lord, we experience that. You know, I think of a painful moment. I had a very dear friend who spent much time in fellowship with me, and she betrayed me tremendously. But, you know, I just had to forgive her. I had to forgive her and just release her to the Lord. And it's a beautiful thing that as we go through this, we're not alone. The Lord leads us, he shows us, and he instructs us. Scripture tells us in Proverbs 18:14, "A man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear?" You know, it's a very, very devastating time of our lives. It can weaken us. It can hinder us. You know, as I said before, in sickness, we fight to the bitter end. Even when we've been given a terminal illness, we've been given the death sentence, so to speak, and we fight to the bitter end because we know that there are resources. But, you know, when our spirit is crushed, it's the inner man, that inner and vital portion of us that keeps us, that strengthens us, that sustains us, that's broken. And therefore, we do not have literally, as they say, a ground to stand on until we're delivered and set free. Jesus came to be acquainted with our sorrows. We've read the scripture in Isaiah 53, 3 to 5, which says, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." So we give thanks to the Lord for the stripes that he bore on his back, and these are for our healing. Every single part of our well-being, whether it's in our mind, our body, or spirit, Christ Jesus died because, you know what? He was rejected of men. He was accused. He was beaten. He was spat upon. Everything he endured for us. And at the very end, he came out of the grave victoriously without spot or wrinkle. The only spots he had on him was the nail scarred hands and feet and his wounded side. And we just give him thanks for that. The very same people Jesus ministered to rejected him and ordered that he be crucified. Jesus, one of his disciples who walked with him and was mentored by him for 3 years, betrayed him and sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Can you imagine that? In order for the purpose of the cross to be accomplished, Jesus forgave all. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They didn't know what they were doing. If they knew the victory beyond what they were doing, they would never have done that. Never have done that. And as we go through our pain and our suffering, and as we run to the Lord, we come out so victorious, so strong, as we surrender all to him. We see in the book of Acts 7, 54 to 60, the story of Stephen, when he was stoned by those around him. And, you know, what Stephen did was he released them by saying, "Lord, forgive them." He said, "Lord, I surrender myself to you. I give myself to you." You see, he was overtaken by everything. But during that time of affliction, he actually saw the glory of the Lord. He saw God and he saw Jesus looking at him. And he was able, the love being imparted from them to him, he was able to release those who stoned him. We must be honest and be ready to forgive. It doesn't come very easy, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can. We see here in verse 55, "But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." When we have to make such a choice and decision, we're not alone. The Lord is there to help us in this or weaknesses, as he has promised. When this is done in the spirit, it is indeed complete. We cannot forgive conveniently in the flesh. No, This will not, we will not experience full forgiveness. Even as I shared with you before, when I thought I had forgiven, it was not from the depth of my heart. So we have to forgive from the depth of our heart. We have to, it's a heartfelt prayer and cry of the righteous that the Lord heareth. It's got to be sincere. And it's only through the Holy Spirit that we're able to do that. As I said, I'm very sensitive about this. I know that there are many people who are hurting. We've been hurt tremendously deep, very, very deep hurt. And, you know, we feel that we're justified. We feel that we're justified to hold that person in prison. But no, the Lord does not want to do that. So I'm very sensitive to this indeed. And as I said, it's only through the Holy Spirit that we're able to do that. We may feel that our offender deserves to be ignored or punished, but indeed, we are only imprisoning ourselves. Forgiveness sets us free. Whatever stages of life, even if we've been wounded as children, which has carried over into our adulthood, let's choose to forgive our offenders. If we find it difficult to do so, ask the Holy Spirit to help us. In the Lord's Prayer, a very model prayer, Jesus taught his disciples. He said, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." The question is, how much do we want God to forgive us? When we pray, we say, "Lord, forgive me, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." How much, to what extent are we ready to forgive? How do we forgive our debtors? I have often been challenged by this. But the freedom is really worth it all. As I said, through the help of the Holy Spirit, only through the help of the Holy Spirit, not in our own understanding, not in our own, in the flesh can we do that, but only through the help of the Holy Spirit, knowing the outcome, knowing the promises of God, and knowing the victory that we will attain through doing this. Knowing the importance of being forgiven for this very purpose, choose to forgive and release as well as sealing it with love. It is only through the Holy Spirit, as I said, that we can come to this place. It just does not happen overnight. Freedom is experienced as we take the venom of bitterness away from the person who has offended us. You know, we won't walk around ourselves in bondage with a heavy heart, being attacked in various areas of our lives only because we're walking around in unforgiveness. It is important to examine ourselves first of all, to see if we were the offender, then ask to be forgiven. You know, I heard the story. I don't know how many have heard this, but I've heard it on many, many different occasions, that this man, I think he went to, the Lord took him to hell, or he had a dream. But whatever, he had this experience where the Lord took him to hell, he saw his mother-in-law, who was a devout Christian and an intercessor, and he was surprised. He said, "Lord, what is she doing here?" And she was a devout Christian. She spent a lot of time in prayer. And he said, "Yes, but she had ought against someone, and she would not forgive them." You know, when I think about that, this is an awesome, that's a testimony indeed worth thinking about. You know, as the scripture tells us, not everyone that says, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we have to examine ourselves. We have to go to the Lord with our weaknesses and ask him to help us. It's very, very important that we do so, even though we're hurting. And right now, if there are many who are hurting, someone has offended you, just go to the Lord in prayer and say, "Lord, please help me in my weaknesses. I don't want to carry this pain. I don't want to." Think about what it's doing to you. It gives you so many physical problems, headache, palpitations, pain in your joints and your body and what have you. You know, so many problems come our way when we are bound in unforgiveness. We actually imprison ourselves, and God wants to set us free. I will keep on emphasizing this because I know how sensitive this is. And also, if we have no knowledge of this, we're held prisoners. So I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help everyone to understand the danger and yet the freedom, the danger of unforgiveness and yet the freedom. And here we're actually discussing, how do we overcome And how do we receive healing for our woundedness? And this is through forgiveness. We must forgive. And then as we forgive, we're able to love. We think about the instructions given to us at the Lord's Supper. He said in 1 Corinthians 11, 28 to 32, and as the Lord continues to speak, he said, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." This is so important. We have to examine ourselves and make our heart right with the Lord. Release any bitterness, release any unforgiveness before we partake of the Lord's body, because this is the completeness of Him, all that He did. And if we're partaking of this, we know exactly what we're doing. So the Lord did not die in unforgiveness, but He forgave before He died. So we are partaking of the wholeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is important to release ourselves from unforgiveness. As I said before, in the natural, it's not easy, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. As we do that, we put on a band-aid of love. This will seal it. Just send love. Say, "Lord, I thank you for this individual. I send love to them. I forgive them in the name of Jesus," and seal it with love. Put that band-aid of love. I recall an adult patient in the mental health unit with multiple admissions to hospital who suffered much pain from childhood, many illnesses of all sorts. And because she had much anger towards her mother because of the many cruel things done to her. I remember we were able to minister to her. She received instructions how to forgive her mother, and she was tremendously ministered to and set free. As we forgive, we pray for those who have offended us. Colossians 3, 12 to 15 tells us, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all, put on love, which is the bond of protection, of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called in one body, and be thankful." This is walking in the character of our Lord Jesus Christ, which empowers us to forgive and love unconditionally. We then find ourselves not being angry, resentful, and unforgiving, but through Christ Jesus, we become overcomers in this area. Remember, love covers a multitude of sin. It is very difficult. It's not easy. I'm telling you from my own personal experience, it's not easy. But through Christ Jesus, through His precious blood, in His name, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we're able to. So, you know, right now, as I share this brief message on forgiveness, I pray that those who heard me today will be able to, you know, examine ourselves. First of all, did we cause an offense? The people that we offended or the people that we think are angry with us or whatever, to forgive us. The Lord will show you. The Lord will show us if we were the ones who caused the problem. But there are many, many people who've been hurt from childhood. You suffered much abuse in many, many different forms. And because of that, we've been hindered through our life's journey. But that moment of revelation comes when the Lord reveals to us the source of our pain. Things aren't going well. We cannot progress the way we want to. We cannot succeed the way we want to. But the Lord Jesus, through the help of the Holy Spirit, will expose the pain, the source of the pain. And even if the person isn't around, we can release forgiveness to them. And through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can. Many have spent many years seeing their physician with different illnesses, high blood pressure, headaches, heart problems, all sorts. The list goes on. And not knowing the real source of their problems. Anxiety, fear, stress is due to that instability within us. It's due to that woundedness within us. And sometimes we cannot really put hand on it. But as I said, as we pray, the Lord is so kind and is so gracious that he will reveal to us exactly what we're going through. And remember, the Lord sees, the Lord knows, there's nothing that's hid from him, absolutely nothing. I had the experience of a sister in the Lord whom I embraced dearly, and she hurt me so terribly. And the Lord shared everything with me, revealed everything to me that was going on, and allowed me to forgive her. And with that, I had no bitterness towards her, because I received knowledge and I received understanding through the Holy Spirit exactly what was going on. And I was able to love her and release her. Many times you find, too, that your relationship may be hindered. And probably what I experience is that the Lord is actually protecting you, even though you forgive that person, but that person may not be willing and ready to walk in love. So they too need to be ministered to, but you've done your part to forgive and release them and cover them in prayer and continue to pray for them, that they too will receive understanding and seek the Lord and be set free from the bondages that has caused them to inflict pain. So my beloved friends, I pray this has ministered to you. As I said, this is a very, very touchy subject. And I pray that the lessons before, the messages before has helped, that it will cause us to look deep within and ask ourselves, what are the things that's really keeping us in bondage? Why am I anxious? Why am I fearful? Why am I having sleepless night? What is it? Surrender all this to the Lord. Release it all to him as he shares with you the source of your problem. And I just pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now for your precious saints who are listening to this program. Father God, for those who do not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, Father, that you will touch their hearts, that they will surrender their will to you, Father, that they may be made whole, that they be healed and set free. Father, for those who know you, Lord, I pray for them today. I pray for those who have been imprisoned through their emotions. I pray for those who, God, who are hurting. They're having sleepless nights. They're having anxiety and fears of all sorts. Lord, I lift them up to you and I ask you, Heavenly Father, to please release them from the tormentor. Release them, Father God, from the tormentor in the name of Jesus. Cause them to examine themselves and ask to be forgiven. Ask, Father God, to let them release their offenders, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those who have offended them. Let them extend forgiveness, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let them experience freedom even now as we pray. Father, I thank you for doing that. I thank you, O Lord, for dying on the cross for us, that we may be set free. And I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to set your children free, those who've been hurting, wherever they've been hurting, in whatever area they've been hurting, Lord God, please set them free. Please set them from their prison today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Thank you, dear Lord. Now, I bless you, my precious friends throughout Radio Land. Walk in the freedom and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray this has touched the very, very deep part of you inside and has released you from the bondages that you have been experiencing. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I love you all. Blessings. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.